Good day, everyone. My name is Oluwatosin Adeoye, aka Tosade of Lagos. And welcome once again to the Permutations, the show where we talk about the build up to the 2023 general elections. Every time we give you the latest information surrounding all the recent happenings and all the moves and speculations and even the rumors surrounding it. So tonight, our topic is the battle of the heavyweights. So tonight we'll be discussing about Alhaji Atiku Abubakar of the People's Democratic Party, the PDP. And also, in the APC, we'll be discussing about Aṣíwájú Bọ́lá Ahmed Tinubu. So, with me on the show is Mr. Owa, aka General Gambo. He's a PDP member, a very strong PDP member. I think he has been in PDP since 1999. And he has been following the lead. So he knows more about the PDP and he's going to give us all the insights about who the person Atiku Abubakar is. So, Mr. welcome once again.
Oh, thank you very much, my good friend, Tosade. I appreciate it.
Once again.
Yeah, same here again, my good opposition friend.
And like I stated earlier, ever since I've known you, you've been in the PDP.
No, sure. I know
earlier on, you told me that Chief Olusegun Obasanjo, former president, is actually your role model.
Definitely, no doubt about it.
Is this still your role model?
Of course, yes. Those are legends. When we talk about Nigeria, we would not call Chief Olusegun Obasanjo, there's no Nigeria. Take it or leave it. He has been the founding father of Nigeria.
No, I disagree with that. He was not categorized him as a founding father.
At least for some time, from the 70s into the military era, down to the democracy era, you can still give it to Obasanjo. Because the fact is that Obasanjo created stability down in this country. You know that? Yes.
Okay. Well, I won't argue with you. We won't take that away from him. That is definitely a very, very influential figure.
Good.
From the time he was head of state, I think it was 1976. Yeah.
Yeah. 76, 79. Yeah. Correct.
Yes. When
Monitala.
Yes. Yeah. After the General Monitala Mohammed, and
yes,
he left and handed over to Alhaji Shehu Shagari,
the civilian.
Yeah. And then he came back again in 1999, and then he left in 2007.
Yes.
I think the best. We all know that we're going to be discussing about Alhaji Atiku Abubakar. So about we start from Chief Obasanjo made about Alhaji Atiku Abubakar, and that is famous book, My Watch.
Well, oh yes.
Everything that your mentor said about Alhaji Atiku Abubakar. How about we start with that?
Yeah, you need to understand sometimes in politics that sometimes ideology differs for some reasons. Differs for some reasons. Chief Olusegun Obasanjo can be right to an extent of events that happened then. That happened then justify himself. But on a nice day, we will not say that Alhaji Atiku Abubakar will not agree fully that he what Shekaru Basiru say in then, you know, in the past. And that is the past tense, actually. But we have to look at the future of things that's happening. Though, we have to still be referenced from the past to justify the present. And what you need to understand is that Chief Olusegun Obasanjo has made a kind of statement, but the GE also understand that the court has never charged or say that Alhaji Atiku Abubakar is corrupt of what Chief Olusegun Obasanjo say to justify it.
Are you trying to tell us that they are just mere allegations?
Yeah, it's allegations. It's just the mere allegations of disagreements.
But you know that OBJ knows Atiku very well. I mean, they were together for 8 years. He was his deputy. Yes.
Of course.
So he knows him. He knows the kind of person. He knows the kind of character.
And after since then of that allegations, have you ever seen any other allegations against Alhaji Atiku Abubakar? No.
Okay. Well, we'll still come back to that. Definitely, we'll still come back to that. We know that our talk will still take us there. Now give us a brief about Alhaji Atiku Abubakar.
Alhaji Atiku Abubakar is one of the fortunate person I can say that time and chance happened to him. He was born in a former British colony, which is Adamawa and Taraba before where they are all together. He lost his father at a very young age.
Please hold on. Shebi, it was born in Cameroon.
No, see, the truth is that this what you need to understand is that geographical changes happens.
Yes.
Not before. Yes. Yeah. It's just like an example of the people that are in Bakassi. Now, the people that are in Bakassi, that when the international court gave the land of Bakassi, that was the Cameroon. So what will you call people that are in that land before? Will you call them Cameroon or will you call them Nigeria?
Well, that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
So same case study happened to Alhaji Atiku Abubakar. So if you're saying that it's not a Nigerian, I'll get the question. Let's go back to the reference. To the reference to justify it.
Okay. I'll meet you.
So Alhaji Abubakar is a late son of his parents, the late child of his parents, and is someone that is hardworking from his young age. So then after then he has been someone that he tried to see to get the best for himself. And when you know someone that's trying to see to get the best for himself to reach the highest post, you know, like definitely a discipline, hardworking, honesty, trust that make it to reach where he gets to the peak of his career. So during then was when he was very young, he went to school on scholarship because of then the government said in his community they must go to school. And the irony was that he lost his father at a very young age through an accident of boats. But that was not stop him. Yeah, sure. But that also sort of stop him not to pursue his dream. And Atiku has been in the political scene of Nigeria for long. From there, he became a custom. And he retired as a deputy director in the custom.
Nice.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
How old is he now?
That's 75. 75.
75 years old. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And then he has been the elite group of his late Yaradua, that's Yaradua's brother. He has been there. He has been in the group. Yes, he has been there. Yes, so he also contested for governorship in Adamawa State. So the fact is that Atiku has been a political scene for since the 80s. So to me personally, it's people that has been long in the political scene of Nigeria that understand how to rule Nigeria. Like we said sometimes ago on our first discussion that we are the youth ready to contest for election, which I told you that no. We need people of experience. Because Nigeria is a very wide country of 200 ethnic group, more than 200 ethnic group. So, Alhaji Gatu Abubakar, in 1911, called him down there to become, Alhaji Gatu Abubakar deserved to be the vice president for late chief MK Abiola Kashim Awo.
Okay.
What's this? He did primary. Because in the SDP, we have Kindigbe, Atiku, and late Bashiru, MK Abiola.
Yes, I remember.
So it was somehow manipulated that after us give Kindigbe to be Abiola's vice. And the fact of the matter is that in 1998, even won the governorship election of Adamawa State. That's why before taking the oath, he now nominated him as chief Olusegun vice president. And when it was after 1999, he was the chairman of privatization, which I refer was the DG of BPE. The real private, of course. So, and really privatization, we see what he did. He performed very well, outstanding. And it's also
there were allegations or rumors that during that process, all those properties he gave it to his friends, he took some for himself, you know, and all of that runs. Are they true?
But these are those allegations. Has it been convicted by the
allegations.
Has he been convicted for those allegations in the law courts?
No, you know, sometimes these things can be very, very tricky to pull off. Take for instance, I'm in charge of something, and then I call my friend. Now, you are my very good friend, and I'm in charge of private. I just call you that, General Gambo, come and beat you. And since I know I'm in charge, I'm going to hand over everything to you.
But the question
still is that no shade.
But the question is, if you are coming to my bid over, the question is, am I capable to handle it? Do I have the experience to do it? That's the question you have to ask. What are you just coming? Do I have the experience to do it? Because if I have the experience, you are more capable. How come?
You know, Nigerians too can also argue that in that process, like it killed many of the Nigerian companies that, you know.
The question is, the company that came to bid, and the company that won the bid, is it not capable to bid to defeat the rest other companies that came to bid for the bidding?
We can argue about their capability, but it doesn't change the fact that it was not a fair.
No, don't say it's not a fair game. Was due process not followed?
Well, I'm going to get more facts and figures on that.
Please, can you do that? Please, can you?
I'll present you with those facts and figures.
Yeah, please, can you do? Can you?
I want you to hold on to your words as you have said now, so that by the time of our next meeting, you won't. Try to
change it. No. I don't want to change my words. I say what was facts and evidence.
You're a politician, and you politicians, you have a way of twisting things.
I don't change my words. I stand on my words. If I'm saying my A, it's my A.
Okay, no problem. No problem. So we are okay. We are listening. Article.
So Atiku, Alhaji Atiku Abubakar, then after then, he proceed. was the vice president. He helped in the privatization of Nigeria, privatization of failed companies that the government could not handle, the military government could not handle. He handled it over, and most of people that don't have fortune made it through the government of Olusegun Obasanjo. And the fact of the matter is that during the 99 period, Atiku was a vice president that was very, very active that we have in history. Very, very active to this period.
Say back then or in general or to...
No, I'm talking about back then too. Well, yeah, Osibanjo, Professor Osibanjo is, you know, break that record. But time will judge if he can break the record.
I cannot argue that Professor is actually the best vice president in the history of this country.
I'm telling you in sense of reform of policies. Do you know that Atiku Abubakar was one of the reform of policies?
Professor Osibanjo is the best vice president we've had in this country.
You can't defend that till you finish tenure, young man. To be fair, we can finally accept that and quantify that. Okay, let's not quantify Professor Osibanjo for his 2 years that he spent in two terms he spent in government. Let's not quantify it. No, he's still working. So let's just, for now, I think Alhaji Atiku Abubakar, because most of the policies that favors the present economic structure we are still working with is from Alhaji Atiku Abubakar.
No problem. So tell us.
Okay.
So tell us more about his political 2007. After 2007.
After 2007, when Chief Olusegun Obasanjo does not want him to contest election, giving him tough times not to contest election, you know, challenges. He sure was a do or die. He was a die-hard politician. He still contested under the part of AC then. And under the part of AC. But I suggested that they didn't even put his name. They have to now use court justice to not put his name on in the ballot box. If not for it, to even get his name put in the ballot box. And he still got the name in the ballot box. That said that he knows his belief, he believes his ideology. So just after the election.
Next year,
Adua became first. President we have General Buhari became second, and he became third. We can call it distance, but the point is that he still contested against his wish. Of a superior.
Yeah, good effort. That's a very good effort.
No doubt about it. I give him credit for that. I love people that are hardworking, that they don't retreat. They keep moving.
That's good.
2011. He still tried to contest again, but he could not get it. And 2015 again, while he was trying to contest again, we drew the merger of APC. And that's why I saw Chief Olusegun Obasanjo, and they all agree that we need a change of government. We need a change of government to bring in change, which that was the manifesto of the APC. And end of the day, 2015 is just a little thing for him to win the primary. If not for Bola Tinubu, they have to bring Bola Tinubu, they have to take the primary down to Lagos on the eve. If it's not about that, he wins in Abuja because he has his political structure, and Atiku have a political structure since he has left, since in the 80s, he has been forced of a political structure up to now. Back.
But his political structure cannot defeat that of President Buhari.
President Buhari does not have political structure. President Buhari's structure must be matched.
We cannot take that away from President Buhari. In 2011, President Buhari won 12 states. In the north, won 12 states.
It was in What you need to understand is that if President Buhari has a very good political structure, he will have win elections. I guess you're out on 2-7.
You know, it was rigged out. Everybody knew it was rigged out of that election.
Did the court justify that?
Oh, we all know that the system is rigged by UPDP people. It's you people. You people.
You're not giving me a good answer.
Let's be honest with ourselves. That election is probably the worst election in the history of elections in this country.
I'm asking a question. Did the court justify that?
Who was in charge of the courts at this time?
The court has been independent.
No. Whose regime? The courts were never independent.
That's why the court is never dependent. If the court is never dependent, you told me that Bola mentioned when it was taking to CCB, Bureau of Conduct, and it was being found not guilty. We said that the court was independent.
Because they had nothing on him. There was nothing they could see.
Let's make points with references.
So you are telling me right now that the 2007 general elections was fair?
Which election has been free in Nigeria? That's the question.
Judging from the history. Let's take it back to 1999, for instance. Now, you know, 1999 elections, it wasn't perfect, but it's a return to democracy. So we were eager to return to democracy. So people didn't really. So I would say the votes. That's if you look at the pattern in the Southwest, the Alliance for Democracy, they won all the states in the Southwest, whereas in the North, it was shared between the AMPP,
PDP,
then Southeast, or you know, PDP people, South.
Yeah, sure.
Sure, you understand what I'm saying? So that one, the election kind of represented the interest of. But going forward to 2003 elections, very, very terrible elections, rigging was massive, especially in the South, that brought in the governors, the likes of Mayor Shi, Gbenga Daniels, Rashid Ladoja in Oyo State, and then in Ondo State, Agagu. So it was just rigging in the 2003 elections. And people started losing trust in the process. Then fast forward to the 2000 elections as well. The rigging continued. But what the legacy, one thing we cannot take away from President Buhari is that he has given us a good legacy of free and fair elections.
All elections
conducted under us, the APC, they have been free and fair. We don't do Akipanki and you know and the likes.
So free and fair elections. Can I speak now?
I'm listening.
The First Republic, when the First Republic started, that was 1999.
Yes.
We have three parties that have been famous. We had the PDP.
You said?
Three parties that have been very famous. PDP,
yes.
AD, and this AMPP or APP. I don't know if I'm correct.
Progressive Party, yeah.
2003. People are fed up of AD. Relax. Let me speak. They conducted the election. PDP won. And it was being taken to court. Electoral tribunal. Am I not correct? End of the day, the electoral tribunal told them that they won the election. Isn't it? Good. 2007. Relax. 2007, my mentor says they do or die affairs, if I'm correct, isn't it? Then, isn't it? Good.
Yes.
Today I'm speaking with facts. My role model. So the door that affairs. Lecture was being conducted in Southwest precisely. Let me take Southwest as a case study in this our discussion. Mm-hmm. PDP won some states and they went to courts. And PDP lost some states in courts. Am I not correct?
You are correct.
So will you now say that justice was not prevailed?
Well, eventually justice was prevailed, but it took a lot of time and energy. Now, it's not like for winning a court case like that, a lot of money has to go into it. I watched a video where Professor Simbajo was giving us some insights into how they were able to do it. They had to go to the UK to get some forensic experts. I mean, pay over forensic experts. And you know, all of this thing. Imagine there was no funding available for this party at that time. That was how they were.
No.
So
the truth is, you want to justify, you won election. Am I not correct?
Yes.
So if you not talk about the fund, to get the fund for you not to, for you to get justice, I think it's not a bad idea to go and source for fund to get justice.
But are we supposed to rig an election?
Election was not rigged. It was already manipulated. The difference between manipulated and rigged.
So, hey, Jesus, politicians.
That's the fault about it. You see? And
so manipulation from rigging.
Of course, yes.
Hey,
why are you talking about rigging? You're talking about snatching of ballot balls, denying people for the franchise, for the mental right to vote.
But all of that happened.
Sorry?
It happened. What? Boxes, more, and all of that, it happened. It was part of the things that were.
Those are the being referenced for me. You are talking to me. Being referenced for me.
That's what I'm saying. That's one of the things that the forensic experts.
Okay. What state are we using as a case study for this? What state are we using as case study precisely?
Okay. Let's look at Osun State, for instance. Now, I think Osun. Okay. Yeah. Oyinlola versus Aregbe. And if you recall, Oyinlola had already used 3 years before the courts eventually gave us justice.
So who are you blaming for that? Are you blaming the governor or are you blaming the judiciary?
It's the entire system, the structure of the system that you people put in place.
Would never your judiciary has been no.
Your party.
There are three things to understand that are different. Executive, legislative, and judiciary. They're different and each is independent. So if you're talking about Aregbe spent 3 years for him to get his mandate in the court, is it a judiciary problem? It's not like an executive problem.
It's a case system that people have put in place. People would design a system that will frustrate your.
We never.
General, let's be fair in our analysis. Imagine I'm fighting with you on a matter first year. No, let's say first month, second month, before 1 year ago. The system was actually designed to frustrate the opposition. That I go drop matter.
That's why
we saw it even in Ekiti State. Segun Oni versus Kayode Fayemi. Segun Oni was already approaching his third year as well before the election. And you people rigged the redone election again before. Come on.
Executive cannot tamper with judiciary because they're independent. Is this present government that even tamper with judiciary?
Hey.
Of course, yes. If you say that PDP manipulated, the judiciary, I'll say it's wrong. But is it APC that manipulated the judiciary presently?
Hmm.
Oh, of course, yes. Because the fact of the matter is that, end of the day, the justice prevail in Osun State as a case study we're using today. And there's evidence, the very evidence, and they give them justice that Rufus Aribosola was rightful owner of the mandate of the people. So we will not see that justice is not prevail. We will not see that PDP tamper with justice.
Okay.
Osun State. No, I'm asking you a question. You're not streaming. No, I'm asking you.
We still have plenty of time to dissect all of these issues. But quickly, we're talking about the person article, Abubakar. In your own opinion, or what the little knowledge you have about Atiku Abubakar, you think he's a man of ideology? Because look at it, from PDP to AC, he went back to PDP, came back to APC, then before eventually going back to PDP. I won't be surprised tomorrow if he goes back to another, to a new party entirely. So would you say he's a man of ideology? Like he has his own principles and all that? Would you categorize him as that?
You need to understand something, that his ideology of his dream to implement in the Federal Republic of Nigeria is different. The party that was being denied him the right to implement the ideology. And when a party deny you for you not to go, for it to deny you for a manifesto, you have to move. As far the ideology that is planned, the roadmap and the manifesto he has for Nigerians is still intact with him. So he is part of the party. As far the main most important thing is the ideology. So
the ideology of the man is more important.
The ideology is important. That is very important. And if you talk about you are to 2017, Alhaji Atiku Abubakar is the late person that is clamoring for true federalism. That we should not be coming to Abuja to be taking money in Abuja, everybody. Let each state try to develop himself.
That's the issue of true federalism and another day. You get that's a whole topic entirely there's so much talk about restructuring people generally have very little knowledge about what restructuring is. People are just clamoring, let's restructure. Ask them, what is this restructuring? They don't even know how it is. We'll still discuss some other day. So, Atiku Abubakar, let's assume it's although he has not declared his in for office.
Okay.
That's to the best of my knowledge. He has not openly declared his intention. But what are the things you feel this man would do that would be different?
Sorry, I could not hear you, please. Could you recap again, please?
Although Atiku Abubakar has not declared to run for office.
Okay.
Am I correct?
Okay, go ahead. I'm with you. Go ahead.
But let's assume he's running for office. What are the things that you think he's going to do different?
Wow. A former vice president, a businessman, they have more than 200,000 employees.
That's a verifiable claim. More than 200,000.
You can confirm it.
I don't think that is verifiable. Do you know what he used to have? What companies does he have that he has employed 200,000 people? You mean direct or both direct and indirect employment?
Tosade, I won't argue with you with that. Go and take a reference and come and debate with me other times regarding my statements.
No, because I feel if you are giving us many facts and figures, they should always
No,
find.
I've given you figures. I've given you figures for reference. You get? I even give figures for reference. I even that is figure of reference. You can get the researcher to come and justify my claim and attack me back again.
Okay, no problem. No problem. Problem, no problem. So
See.
all you have said so far is that, oh, because he's a vice president and he's a
Relax.
businessman. What
Let
is
me
it?
explain
Okay,
to you. Let me
let me
explain.
relax.
You attacked one of those experts explained to you. See,
Okay.
Atiladi Atibubakar as a vice president, he has this, he has been a long time politician, right from the 80s. And it's during his time that as vice president that privatization was really done well. And I think that a businessman with an entrepreneur with a good experience, large scale experience, a politician that know that know the diversity of Nigeria will come and be a president of this country and will still be the same year. Oh my God. No. Sorry. If Alhaji Atiku Abubakar as a president today, I can tell you that unemployment will be reduced to probably 5% or 6 or 4%. Let's talk about it. Because Alhaji Atiku Abubakar is a man that understands the 21st century. The 21st century is the 21st century man, irrespective of his age. Do you know how recently he just completed his master's degree? That is telling that he's still forging ahead. So definitely, middle class will surely come back to life. Because we have no middle class now, present in Nigeria now. See, if I took back, I'll come back. And definitely, once he come back, once he places his president of Nigeria, definitely his ministers that we have will mostly be technocrats. We have the best of the best. We have a very good nation. There'll be employment, there'll be middle class, there'll be middle class. Insurgent will reduce at least to a very good, drastically to a very good percentage. And we will not have nepotism. These are the people that will climb up for him to be a president of this country. And try the irony.
Okay, I'm
Alhaji Atiku Abubakar is one of the few people that have the solution to this country.
so you don't think he's coming to come and embezzle our remaining money?
What does a man of 75 years of my embezzle again for Christ's sake? Cried out loud.
It has nothing to do with age. It
I'm
has
going to
nothing.
ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a question. See, Alhaji Atiku Abubakar is really coming to just make sure that he has a good name written in history. He's working for history. He's not working for his pocket anymore again. He's really coming for his right to good record in history.
It's not just about the others, it's party people. You don't think he just wants to come and okay, any boys, let's shame on you.
See,
It's national cake.
Alhaji.
Let's eat cake. Let's everybody flex flex.
Okay, I'll ask a question. Alhaji
Okay,
Atiku Abubakar
please.
said, Alhaji Atiku Abubakar 2019 election, his manifesto, he said he will privatize NNPC.
Okay.
Today, his NNPC is not privatized.
It's in process.
NNPC is privatized already now, it's limited already now. They'll start
Yeah.
selling stock. They'll start selling stock. So that's telling you that APC was still part of Alhaji Abubakar ideology of his dream.
No, we can never steal from Nigeria to go back. It's not.
The question is, in 2019, when Alhaji Abubakar said he would sell NNPC, he said Alhaji Abubakar won't sell NNPC to his friends.
Yeah,
Am
that
I
was the
correct?
plan. He wanted to sell it to his friends, and like I said.
Then today, APC sold NNPC, our cash cow. Am I not correct? Our cash cow turned to a limited company, stole the young man I plan, dream to fulfill. So that is one out of millions idea that Alhaji Atiku has. That is one out of millions that he
Well,
has.
I want you to note that the privatization of NNPC didn't just start in 2019.
Where did it start then?
It's been in processes, I think 2017.
2017.
Yeah.
Give me reference for it.
You can go and check. It has always been in the plan.
No problem. I'll come back again into your studio.
Yeah, of course. You know this again. Do this topic today.
Definitely. I'll still come to see your reference back again. The NIPC has been processed with privatization since 2017.
The way government things work, you cannot just wake up one morning and just do something. It must have been in process. So it wasn't just made public yet.
So are you not trying to answer that? Alhaji Atubaka was followed by saying secret of the government?
No. Yeah. I said there's a difference between something being secret and being made public.
Okay.
It was not secret. It was in. And I think probably his plan was that he won the election and eventually privatized the NNPC. And then if he comes with a backlash, he'll be like, no, it's the former people. They've already started doing this thing since before I came into office. You know the way you politicians used to do. So that I think that's probably one of the things he felt.
Well, I won't justify that to have a reference for that statement you made, actually. Before you count my words in the future.
Oh my God.
That is it for you.
So what else do we need to know?
Yeah, so this man is a man that, he was talking about the education. He has the first American star university in Nigeria. I mean, eventually, it makes sure that our exchange, you make sure that people that travel to go and study overseas can all come down in Nigeria to still have that same system of education in the country.
A very expensive university at that.
So, Sadie, we know that education is expensive now. We know that education is expensive now.
Why didn't Atiku Abubakar actually invest in, let's say, the Adamawa State University?
Tosade, he's like telling me that Harvard, he's like saying that Harvard, Laye, and Stanford, that we have in the United States, and he's comparing with Massachusetts and comparing with Georgia University. That's the way it is. There's no way.
Relax.
In a society, you must have elites. Am I not correct?
Okay, go on.
And in a society where we edit, you must have an elite in university. Am I not correct?
Okay, I'm sure with you. I'm with you.
Which we have in the United States of America. Harvard, Stanford, we have in UK, Oxford and Imperial College. The elite in university. And we have that kind of same setting of that kind of elite university in Nigeria.
So you're trying to tell us that a public servant after leaving office set up a university that is meant for the elites.
Relax yourself. Alhaji Atubaka has been well made already before becoming vice president. No. You need to understand. He's a businessman. And you know that.
The money made from the business, do you think would have been enough to set up Abti American University?
Of course, yes.
Interesting.
Of course, yes.
Interesting.
So now, see, if Atiku Abubakar becomes president today of Nigeria, the educational system will be reformed. Because you know that in every country, for a country to go forward to succeed, the educational system will be sound.
And then instead of paying their 15,000 like they pay in public in federal schools now, they will start paying 1 million naira per session, right?
You are still getting a drop. In Harvard, how much they pay in Harvard? And how much they pay in Georgia State University?
It doesn't matter.
It matters. I'm giving a place where we copy the constitutional form.
It doesn't matter if you talk about that. Then you have, look at Germany, for instance, it's tuition free. Are there no good schools in Germany? Standard universities, world ranked.
I'm using the United States of America as a good reference. Because of
Why can't you copy from
we copy
why
we copy we copied American Constitution. Because America is American democracy we're operating in Nigeria.
That doesn't matter. We are not we didn't copy their we are not copying their educational system.
No, so no, I'm not using the educational system as a case study of Alhaji Atubakar University.
My point,
to justify
you're not even copying, you're not copying the educational system.
For me to justify why he built that elite university.
Like what I'm trying to tell you is that it's very, very wrong.
It can't be wrong.
Is it only the rich people that want to go into school now?
It can't be wrong.
Poor people. Come on. That's our humanity.
Tosadi, it can't be wrong. You are getting it wrong yourself. The fact of the matter is that, okay, in Harvard, in Stanford, that we have in the United States, the elite school that we have in the United States, and the state, Georgia State University that we have too. We used to say that because of the government built an elite school for Harvard, they pay close to like $100,000 per section. And the university pay $20,000 per section. What do you justify by that?
Boy, do you know, hold on. In America, the school like different, the Harvard you mentioned and Harvard, Stanford, let's say Caltech and the MIT. Now these schools, it's not just about the money now. Their criteria, their entrance criteria is very, very high. So you have to be very, very brilliant for you to be able to get into those schools. That's number one. You have to be very, very good. Then number two, this in America, they have all called student loans. So most people, they go to college, they go to universities, applying for loan. Finish in the university, they get a job and they pay off their student loan. But in Nigeria, we don't have that. If you don't get money, you don't go to school. Do you understand? So in America, fine, they know that these schools could be quite expensive, but they have provisions too for it. And there are scholarships, lots of scholarships that people get. Yes.
In America, you are bringing the case study out. That the case student loan. For you to get to Harvard, actually, you need to be sound. You need to have a reference.
Yes.
For you to get to the school. Now, the question yes. is that the question that the bring it down to Nigeria here is that for you to get down, for you to even get down to the Imo Covenant University. You don't be sound to pass the post-CM. Am I not correct?
No, you don't. Not necessarily. You can just be average. With a school like Covenant, you can just be average. And I mean, it's easier getting into Covenant University than getting into UNIL.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
The network interaction actually. So you are saying that government is a body of people. See, the fact is that one thing to understand is that when they put a cutoff mark for civil engineering for 270, you need to get that mark. I put that cutoff mark as outstanding students, am I not correct?
Yes.
So it's not the same thing we're talking about in the elite school. Let's not put everything as politics. Let's try. There's also sometimes I want to put points aside and look. That's why we're not moving forward.
No. In this issue, we cannot put politics aside. I think that our politicians need to be fair with the people. Well, you know, we are still at Kaubaka. By the time we look into Ashiwaju, Kolame Tinubu, these comparisons, I'll bring them up, and then you would see that there's a kind of disparity between these two people. We shouldn't just be focusing on the elite and elite. What about the people in the grassroots, the people that you mobilize for you, the people that
relax,
you know,
relax.
The street and all of these things for you. What's the game? And you're doing something.
Yeah.
What about them?
See, this one thing to understand is that. In every society, we have the elite class, we have the middle class. Am I not correct? middle class,
yes,
and one of the lower class. That those I see that balance the society, isn't it?
Yes, and correct. Father,
the lower class can become an elite. You know this.
Yes, nothing.
Apart from religion, if the lower class is active in his studies, he can get a scholarship. Do you know that some cheaper girls got scholarship to Elijah Atiku Organ University?
Yes.
Some of them are graduates. So what do we call that?
Well, Adamawa State is one of the states that has been affected by Boko Haram. So that's a list you can do.
No, okay. Why?
That's the least you can do.
The question is why does it give them scholarship in Adamawa State University or the Polytechnic in Mabu or other state university or federal university?
It's not just about doing it, about implementing all of these universities too.
See, in every society, there must be class in society. That's why in UK, United Kingdom, you can't compare Oxford or Cambridge with Coventry University. You know that? You can't compare Imperial College with Sunderland University. So that is what we understand first before we start arguing on these issues.
Well, we are not arguing. So, well, from what I can deduce from what you've said right now is that Elijah Atiku Abubakar is a man for the elite. Okay, so let's move on.
I never said the man. Don't misquote me. You are misquoting me.
No, sir. I never said
the man for the elite. It's the man for the people.
The elite people. Okay, let's go on. No problem.
I've noted that down too. Not the elite people. At Elijah Atiku Abubakar is the man for the masses. Everybody. The way President Buhari said, I belong to nobody, I belong to everybody.
Okay, in that same spirit, can you just highlight a few things that you can say that Atiku Abubakar has done for the masses?
Yeah. He has created employment, directly and indirectly employment.
Such as
his beverage in Adamawa State, his oil service complaint. He has Intel. Intel also provides jobs for the masses too.
How many people was Intel employed?
You gotta check a reference to Sadi.
How many people does Intel employ? Intel is just
you gotta check a reference to Sadi. You can check your reference to Saturday.
Okay, no problem. No problem.
He has directed money down to the masses. Flood erosion. Of course. So to Saturday, look, the truth is that what you understand is that Elijah Atiku Abubakar has been active with the masses right from the 80s.
Well, I don't see his activism. I can't see it. I mean, I look everywhere. I can't see it.
Yeah, because he refuses to do research.
No, I don't think I need to do a research before I see some things. There's some things that they are just so glaring and that will be in everybody's faces that you don't even need to do a research. By the time you have to start research before you can know somebody's impact, then. I mean,
do have the research. When you do research, you get it right.
No problem. So what else would you like to tell us about Elijah Atiku Abubakar?
Elijah Atiku Abubakar is an everyday politician, and I felt is a man that knows the solution of Nigerian problems, because he has been in the government before. He keep contesting for him to apply his ideology. And again, it's all that someone that's claiming for true federalism, which you favor each state. So it's a man that will be good for the country, Nigeria. Mm. I believe him coming down as president of his country in the future, especially grace of God. I think Nigeria will retain his past glory as the giant of Africa. Mm. And Nigeria will be more like the Western nation. Mm. The fact of the matter is that is government can solve everything now. We need private sector to come in. And a man has been a business entrepreneur, has been in business for long, and become a president, definitely private sector will come in. Private sector come in, unemployment will reduce. Basically. Middle class will come back up. So I think this is the man that we the Nigerians, the masses, the average and the elite, need to fight with our voters card to vote for him. Because it's someone that's been in the system. He doesn't understand the problem of the system and it should have the solution of the system. That's all I can say for that to study.
Okay, well said. Although I'm not convinced, but I don't know what our listeners would think about that, and it's up to them. You've not been able to convince me.
I don't need to convince you because you have your own ideology.
No, it will be I've not really been able to pick, you know, very, very tangible things.
Because you're sentimental, actually, because you don't feel that this object. See, the truth is that if Alhaji Atiku Abubakar did not form alliance APC 215, do you think President Buhari will be the president today?
Really? Oh, God.
There's a question. Go on your research. I'm just telling you, if you think he did not form alliance with him, 215, I'm not about 219, 215, do you think he would get to that seat in Nassau Rock?
Really? So why didn't win in the 2019 election if he...
Yeah, it's part of the incumbency. See, the truth is that 215, people that know the strategy, people that know the strategy have to win elections. With the combination of... Relax. At least Gary Bashiru was Elijah Sibaka's spokesman. You know that.
Hmm.
And it was proven too that they had proved that trade propaganda against President Jonathan then. The fact of the matter is that most of his instruments that won election for 215 for President Buhari are from Atiku. So what the fact is that it's a combination of wise men coming together for one goal. That achieve President Buhari election on 2015.
Well, I would say you are wrong in that regard because, number one, the people were tired of the administration of the PDP. I mean, we've had 16 years of it, and you know, the people were just very, 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 very tired. And the personality of the man, President Buhari, you know,
the question is. President Buhari contested 2011.
Yes.
Then, until the wise men came together, before he could achieve the results he achieved.
Well, fine. I think Alhaji Atiku Abubakar played his own impact in the 2015 elections. But let's not lie. The moment he lost out at the primaries and he wasn't going to be on the ballot, the energy reduced.
It never reduced. But if you reduced,
when was the elections? What year did he now move back to the PDP? So it was just in the APC just to try and see who would, if because the way the APC was at the time, it was quite obvious that they were going to be
That
linked
the
to the,
question
well,
is
the alliance between the ACN and
question is
it was very obvious.
the question is the question is did he not drop his machineries and structure in 2015 for President Buhari to achieve his aim?
Or maybe his mercenaries and structure just
Don't
decided
say
to
maybe. Don't say
maybe
maybe. Don't maybe.
they just talk to
Don't
they don't.
say maybe. Don't say maybe, because he has said maybe. He has said maybe. It's a wrong statement, but he dropped because that's because of the achieved victory. Am I not correct? Victory has been achieved.
Yeah,
Even those
between
that
everybody
even
played their
those
own part. That's the
good.
truth.
And
They all played their own.
the fact is that if the wise men not come together, do you think they'll remove PDP Jonathan away from power?
Like I said, there was an alliance between the ACN, the CPC.
PD,
There's
new
the new
PDP.
PDP, then APGA. It was just that alliance.
Just put that up as well. I don't know if you wait.
Yeah, of course they're everywhere, but
What are that talking about?
let's not try to overemphasize the impact that Atiku Abubakar played in that election.
We're not emphasizing impact, but what I'll try to tell you there that he plays his own part to get the results.
Yeah,
That
well,
plays his own part to get results. Because
yeah,
I was
so sad for him, sad for him like this, 2019 election.
the question was there no results?
I say sad that it didn't work out
Results.
for him in 2019 election.
2019 election is will be a topic for another day, actually, but it's one of the most complex elections that happened in Nigeria. Now we'll talk about that another day. Not this day.
Okay. No problem, no problem, no problem, no problem. What said? Well, you have sold your candidate to us. You've told, given us a brief background about him and private public service, up to date. It was nice hearing from you about the man, the twine. States Alhaji Atiku.
Thank
So
you.
the plan was to discuss, it's like a face-off between Atiku and
Two general friends.
Sojourner Friends. But now they are going to be on opposing and but now they are on opposing sides and will likely run against each other. So I would like to give you a brief about Asiwaju Bola Ahmed
Okay.
Tinubu. And if there are any questions or if there are any eyebrows that you think have been raised, you can always tackle me.
Why
The way I tackle you.
not give Asiwaju Bola Ahmed to be a whole full day that tomorrow for this discussion?
Okay, so
A
that
whole
would
full
make
day.
me think.
It makes sense
That
that you have a whole full day, your own day, personal day. A full day. Would that not
would
be
be.
interesting?
That's true. That's true.
Because you are talking about someone that is an heavyweight, someone that's captured the Southwest, someone that fought the federal government of Obasanjo for local government. So it's not someone that you can just talk about 30 minutes and this you get to just it's someone that was declared all day for it, you understand? So I like Bola to know, but that's I'm declaring that saying that to you. I like that.
Okay.
I like his chess move as a he's someone that to me is someone that they need to study in university in the future. But anyway, let me just retain my statement with that about Bola to know.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
is a Jagaban.
Yeah, it's the Jagaban. Okay, no problem. So we'll give a whole day. Ashiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu will discuss every issue.
Yeah.
And everything will be discussed.
All right.
Final notes.
Okay.
Let's just talk generally about the happenings in the political sphere. Now, the ban on Twitter has been lifted, and many people are saying that, it's because of the elections are coming, that is why the ban was lifted. Do you also subscribe to that?
It's simple. It's a question you ask, a simple question that you ask a child in primary school, tell you that yes. Election, the politician need to sell themselves.
I disagree. Because I don't think that we would actually need Twitter to win the 2023 general elections.
Have you forgotten that 2015 election was being won by social media?
That's not correct.
To study your research.
That's not correct.
That is a mistake you're pissing me.
That election, people from the grassroots voted. People that didn't even have Twitter, Instagram, they constituted the bulk of the people that actually voted in the 2015 general election.
Just relax. That's why APC used propaganda to win. They actually used propaganda to rule, which are two different things. You know, during the 2015, that what made President Buhari to win was the social media. The social media played a huge part.
Fine, we know the social media played a part, but it was not solely. We cannot just give credit to that. There was a lot of grassroots mobilization, house to house.
What we are to the 21st century, out of 10 people, 7 who have a smartphone. Do you accept that with me?
Well, in Nigeria,
even in the rural area.
Well, that is not correct in Nigeria. That figure is not correct.
To study, I'm telling you with statistics.
No, I'm saying, if you are taking statistically, that's your figure.
Because, out of 10, 7. I'm giving statistics.
That's like 70% of our population. And by statistics, it said smartphones in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
About users of smartphones in Nigeria is just about 40 to 50 million people. And we have a population of 200 million. You can check MBS.
Okay, no problem. You have given an assignment to two. I will come back and thank you over that. Two assignments.
Fact. This one is a fact. Only about 40 million Nigerian smartphone users. So, and let's not also forget that about 60 million Nigerians. Are living in poverty. So somebody that is living in poverty with their smartphone.
I'm arguing with you. You have given an assignment to do. I will come back give my answer. You have your fat and figure, which I'm going to address that to counter it. So no problem about that.
Subscribe to the fact that it's because of the 2015 election that the ban was lifted. So that's totally wrong.
The fact is that the thing, one thing to understand is that the politicians need to sell themselves. And Twitter has been the fastest means, one of the best means, for them to do campaign. Twitter has been really one of the fastest social media that politicians use. The question is, why should it be now, since you banned it since June? If I live on for 1 year now, if I left it for 20, a year plus, let's see what happened.
Twitter met with the conditions that the federal government gave them, so there was no point extending the ban again.
Well, I'll argue with that with you.
It's all about interest.
Definitely.
It's all about interest. Yeah. Sure. The federal government felt that, oh, okay, you know, these guys, they're coming, spreading or aiding false information, and we as a country, we are not even making money from them. So just like going back to the drawing table and say, guys, come, let's do a deal. You guys cannot just be making money from doing whatever you like. Do you understand?
Yeah, point. No doubt. Yeah, but no doubt about this. No problem. I know that will be a very good day. And next time we'll talk about your three assignments, reference of the population of who has smartphone. We'll talk about Elijah took about 20,000 employees. And yes. we'll talk about the heavyweight man we won't talk about tomorrow. That is Jacoba.
Yes. We're going to do all of that tomorrow.
I think tomorrow will be good. Yeah, I'll be ready for that tomorrow. And we can make it early tomorrow with them eventually, because tomorrow is Friday. So by and large, we have to look for all schedules we have to do and to make sure we're probably by 9. And we can speak for 2-3 hours to around 12.
Okay. No problem. It's really, really nice having you on the show. Yes, once again.
Yes. No, the beauty about it is that 2015 election, we talked for close like a year plus before the election.
Yes.
We talked from 2014 to 2015.
Our different analysis.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you won me. Unfortunately.
I remember vividly the 20 build up to the 2019 elections. You were very, very sure. You were certain that no, Atiku will win, blah blah blah. But I was just looking at you guys because.
But the margin was not much. I was close to saying you're right about, but I believe this election is coming up true. Definitely, time will tell. Let me reserve my comment. Yeah. I see that you always take my comments, my statements for reference in the future, but time is
exactly. Okay, no problem. So with that, I believe we've come to the end of the show for today. So tomorrow, continue where we stopped. And the day after that, I would like for us to look at the voting pattern of each region.
Okay.
We have seen in the country. So I want us to make each geopolitical zone, make a case study of each political and their voting patterns. And we are going to use 2023 elections, how it will go.
Okay.
Is that fine?
Interesting. Yeah, that's very fine. That's fantastic. We're getting close to the answer.
Yeah. That's fantastic. No problem. Thank you very much once again for coming on the show tonight. We really, really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you very much. Sir. I appreciate it. I'll hope to see you tomorrow on the show back again.
See you tomorrow. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right. Cheers. Yeah.
So with that, we've come to the end of the show, my listeners. Tomorrow, we move again. Thank you for listening. And don't forget to subscribe. Bye.